everyone, and welcome to the Smarketing Show. This week, we have a special guest, Karen Chalmers, who's the marketing director at Big Blue Bubble, which is a gaming company located here in London, Ontario, Canada. And our topic is authentic marketing, but we're also going to start a little bit by talking about the gaming industry. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
Now, the gaming industry, not really surprisingly, is one of very few that have actually been positively affected by this global pandemic. In fact, gameplay at peak times is up as much as 75%, I've read. Also, I've read that advertisers are investing like 20% more marketing into the gaming industry. How have you guys been affected at Big Blue Bubble?
Well, I mean, we've certainly seen player retention go up and play times be longer. We don't see the peaks and valleys that we used to see on weekends because people would be playing on the weekend. Now people are playing kind of all day long, every day. So it's been a really positive experience for us. And we're looking forward to seeing what this translates to after COVID is over. Mm-hmm.
You guys are known for My Singing Monsters. That's your big game. And then also Burn the Rope was something that you guys had, a few years ago. You have something huge coming up in the fall. You're releasing a game that's going to be released for console play, which we'll discuss near the end of the show. Let's dabble a little bit in authentic marketing. Now, when we say authentic marketing, and it can be called lots of different things, how do you define that?
So I think personally for me, authentic marketing is not just simply like having the conversation out loud and not filtering yourself, right? You really want to be able to listen to your audience, that's your customers or press or whomever, and know that you're having a conversation with them that's actually something that relates to them. I think that that's really important.
Yeah. And, conversations around, being your authentic self can mean lots of things to lots of different people. Essentially, I think when I've had conversations, and Rick, you and I have talked about this, it's, putting together, maybe it's marketing material or maybe it's, a social media conversation without the idea of generating a result that might be sales oriented at the end of it. So it's not thinking about what I'm saying right now is going to get something, it's going to sell a product, it's going to sell a service. It's just being authentic in who you are as a brand.
So I think, Cheryl, yes, our DNA as salespeople is to always showcase the best, the brightest, perfection, whatever. And what really attracted me to Karen, because Karen and I sit on a panel that provides a local digital marketing school to students on what's happening in real life. And I think the gaming community is a younger community. I think you said the oldest person in your office is 55. I meet the criteria, by the way. Love the game My Singing Monsters. I'm a bit of a gamer myself. And back to the business, though, our customers, we say, look, you've got all these posters in your office, our values, our mission statement and all this stuff. And it speaks to being, open and honest and authentic with customers, but we don't see it in the marketing. So what have you done at Big Blue Bubble to kind of fuse the typical business speak on the wall into the digital mediums?
Well, I mean, at Big Blue Bubble, our values, our vision is inspiring worlds of creativity. That's what one of our values is, right? So for us, we're really trying to inspire our community to be creative. Now, how does that look when we can't really place a KPI against that? Well, we're putting our people out there and talking with them in the community sense. And we're hoping that when we engage with our community, which is our fans, our customers, that they're really going to retain in our space and in our game. So while it's not a straight line to retention, which then means, more sales, you get there by building trust and building community with them. So I think that that's really important. And then while we're going along and doing that path, we're living our values, which is hugely important. And any business can do that because we all have values that are us living on our best day, right?
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, I think we talk about building a community, which you do a great job with our customers on social media, but I don't think authenticity, if you talk to them, to the normal business owner or marketing person, translates into their mix. Now, you start right when someone begins a Big Blue Bubble. Maybe you could walk us through what you do, because I think it's a good best practice a lot of people could share.
Yeah, so day one, before you go and get to your desk at Big Blue Bubble, you go through social media training. And it's a very, it's not a stringent kind of training session. It's basically telling people how to be a good human on social media, what kind of expectations the business has for you. So we're asking them to be an ambassador for the business, but keeping things in their own voice. You know, you're an ambassador for Big Blue Bubble, but your words are your own, and I'm not going to give you a script when you're sharing our content. We also remind them, of course, that we have a pretty strict NDA and that you're not allowed to leak any information. So, you know, if you're going to take a picture in the office, you got to run it by somebody on the marketing team just to make sure that you don't accidentally breach any of those confidentiality agreements that we have. But beyond that, it's basically, you know, don't be racist, don't be misogynist, don't be homophobic, don't do all the things that would make you a bad human on social media. And then that kind of gives everybody the idea that they can be an ambassador, that there's not like they're being chained to the wall. It's not marketing only talking about the product. And that way, you know, we kind of really see people want to engage and be ambassadors for the brand.
We have people at both ends of the spectrum. We have those that, you know, are more than willing to say more than they should on social media. And then we have, you know, other clients that are saying, tell us what to say. We don't know what to say. And you guys do such a great job at Big Blue Bubble of incorporating the people that are on the team. So rather than hearing from the leaders, which obviously is very important, you actually move down and you hear from the artists, the illustrators, you know, the technical people behind the scenes. Like you do a great job of involving all the people that are around the moving pieces, which I think is step one for companies looking to be authentic with their marketing.
Yeah, 100%. Now, know that not everybody wants to be involved at that level, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to remember that that's being authentic for them. And we are not going to force anybody to be on camera or to have an outspoken voice on social media, because that might not be who they are. But those who are willing, and luckily we have enough people within the organization who are willing, you know, we're really kind of asking them to push themselves a little bit to put themselves out there and do really creative and fun things. An example of which is the My Singing Monsters live show that we do every Friday. It's a like half hour show that has a loose kind of framework where, you know,
kind of like this show, Karen, a little bit
and that's okay, right? So the loose framework of going through like what's in the game and, you know, kind of asking some questions from our community, featuring community fan art, and it's very improvised, and that's great because what it does is it shows the characters of the people who are on the show, their true character and their true friendships that are there. And then beyond that, we also feature artists when we're talking about Forgone, or when we were talking about the making of My Singing Monsters. You know, we talked about how different characters were the ones that were really kind of influences behind the monster designs and stuff, right? So it's a real treat to be able to showcase the humans that make the game. And it really does make the audience connect with those people. And when we think about it, human connections are the most important connections. So that's why we do it. And it really has paid off in spades for us.
So, you know, if you're watching right now, maybe people in addition to your sales team could be part of your marketing mix, because the customer maybe wants to know who answers the phone and receivables or whatever. Now, we work with a lot of technology providers, Karen, and I know at Big Blue Bubble, you guys never have a technology issue, okay?
Never.
But if you ever did have an issue, we always get from our customers, like, should we talk about this? Should we, you know, let our customers know there's a patch issue? Should we hide it? Like, can you speak to that? Because I think what you're doing is very role model with what a lot of businesses should do. But so maybe speak to that if you would.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of upfront, right? If we know we're going to have downtime, we let people know that there's downtime in advance if we can. And if not, then we let them know as soon as we can. And we communicate it through all of our social platforms and the game after the fact. But then beyond that, we have this really interesting way of approaching technical problems, because a few years ago we had a leak when our vinyl record came out, and we very quickly had to react to it. And our reaction was to create this little video of this guy named Bill who leaked it. And so everybody threw at the office, showing all the people in the office saying, "Hi, Bill, hi, Bill." And then we show that Bill is a mammoth, which is one of the characters in the game, My Singing Monsters. And he's leaking the information about the vinyl record. So now we use Bill as our foil for everything. It's kind of this lovely little character that we've built over the past few years. And if there's something that happens on the live show, we blame Bill. And now our fans blame Bill too, if anything goes wrong in the game or in the live show or anywhere. He's also now become the feature character of all of our TikToks, which has been a lot of fun.
That's the important thing though. You have to be authentic, not just when everything's going the way it should go, but when things happen that you can't predict. You need to react and be authentic in that way too.
Yeah, and just be relaxed about it, because we all make mistakes. So, you know, sure, create a funny character. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Cheryl, we released a blooper reel of, you know, believe it or not, mistakes we've made on the show. And the feedback we get from the mistakes is actually sometimes more than a good show. And, of course, not this show, Karen. But I just think, you know, a lot of business leaders, you know, we've been conditioned to only show the best. Everything has to be sharp, tight, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, especially with, you know, I would argue a quarter, if not more, of the workforce now is Gen Z. They crave, I think, the authenticity. Millennials, the same. And the more we try and dupe the customer with, you know, this everything's perfect with us, I think we lose points where you folks would gain it at Big Blue, saying, you know what, we got an issue, we're being clear.
Well, they don't just crave they don't just crave authenticity. They see through it when it's not. And I think that's the important thing.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and I think that that's one of the things, like, because our audience is millennials and Gen Z, largely, you know, we really do have to be the most authentic that we can be. And really, that's a lot of fun when you think about it, right? Who doesn't want to just be human, and who doesn't want to just be themselves, right? So it's very freeing when you kind of really take a step back and look at it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the audience enjoys it more. So we all win.
Yeah, true. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for coming on today. It was such a pleasure. Don't forget to like and follow Big Blue Bubble and their authentic marketing on all social media platforms. And of course, all made right here in London, Ontario, Canada, which is unbelievable. Their new game, Forgone, which is a console game, is being launched in stores this fall. So look for that.
This world is full of life, full of potential. But now it's under siege, and it's my duty to protect it. I can't let them down. They trained me to kill. But I'm my own greatest weapon. Nothing will stand in my way. Nothing.
Can't wait for that one, Karen. Thanks for joining us today. And so in closing, would you say authenticity has helped your business or hurt your business?
100% helped. I mean, you know, I love being human, believe it or not. And the fans love it too. So we've really reaped the benefits of it.
Awesome. So don't be afraid to show lack of perfection in your business. Thanks again for joining us today, Karen. Great job, Cheryl. And we'll see you next week on The Smarketing Show.
That's right. See you next week, everybody.
Bye.